This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
Classic and smash hits, Professor Lento, alongside Speedy, Capricorn FM, Limpopo's hottest frequency, bringing you the best of lunchtime radio. And as promised, I'm joined on the line by Umlazi, born multi-award winning artist and producer. I mean, he has given us multiple songs of the year and continues to do so even till this day, man. Adventure Family, help me welcome the one, the only, Professor. Good afternoon, Kretman. How are you doing this afternoon?
Hey, Sanbona. Hello, everyone. Hola, hola, hola.
Fede, Fede, Kretman.
Oh,
man, what a way to kickstart the interview. Wow, thank you so much for that. Unjan, are you great?
No. I'm alive, and I'm eating, training. Thanks for having me on the show.
Always a pleasure, Khatman Lab. Always a pleasure. So, I mean, we are in February. Oh, before I get into the nitty gritties, happy Valentine's Day, Khatman Lab. I don't know if you are part of the selected few that celebrate it or don't, but happy Valentine's Day.
My note and opagati and among my business, as long as love, because love is every day, in a little overdose.
Hola. No, I really do agree with that. So, I mean, we're in the, you know, in February, and just last month, we crossed over into 2025. And in recent years, as we crossed over, there has, you know, been a number of crossover songs, and we are from a generation that would have a countrywide song of the year. What do you think, you know, brought about the shift where different provinces would have different crossover songs?
To be honest, South Africa is talented. There's too much talent. Because what I've checked, which, man, these days, there are songs with Traveller, across the country, rocking on the province. Not that those ones as they couldn't make it throughout the country. So I'm not about specific in Cape Town, but the South Africans are talented.
Makes sense. In 2010, that was, you sold 120 units on your debut solo album, University of Kalawa Jazz Me, and this was physical CDs. And now we are in, you know, the streaming ages, and, you know, this just leads to artists, you know, putting out music, as you also mentioned right now, that a lot of artists, South Africa just has so much talent. But do you think the streaming age has negatively or positively impacted the music industry?
To be honest, it has negatively impacted, like, my journey. I mean, up to date, we're still struggling to be there in the space. I wouldn't really call it mainstream, but it's tough. But it brought back too much faith in our artists, to really appreciate, to be loved by Abantu, even though we're not on the mainstream. Things are different now, but still people show us love, man. As long as I want to be turned, I will survive, and I'm grateful for that. But you know, I even negative, even when you trying to figure out to tell you when Zagala, it's tough to understand. Yeah. It's really tough to understand it. Yeah. But good luck to those who are managing it well.
There's just a lot to take in. I hear where you're coming from, you know. It's not just like putting out music and then expecting people to consume.
Yes, you know, yeah. Imagine walking a strip, you know, in the mall. You just dropped an album last week or 3 weeks. But Buzo would say, "Mind your portman, okay, can you know? Oh no, it's not easy. Have fun." Check it out, my stores. We're still trying to figure it out. But with the help of these young stars, I won't lie, they are those who are assisting us now. Let's try. That is love. We really appreciate.
No, that's beautiful. That's beautiful. And as you know, someone who has been signed to record labels and left some, what lessons would you like to share to, you know, with the listeners who maybe would want to pursue a career in music, especially these youngsters that are also coming up?
The main point is just understand, Uguti, anything that has a negative impact with career, Yako. Bazo is over my business packet. Business is worthless. So I want them to understand it. Lendesenza is a gift from God. For as long as you perform all that, ungadistract ukuthi the business side of it is not working out. Thola isikhathi and gee, plow. Just like politics, as long as it's a survivor, it will blossom someday. And it doesn't mean good if you don't have a hit, you are not talented enough, or the keep on. There's a reason why you're still alive. Keep on, share some messages. And also, music, I just figured out now, I'm singing down. But music, it's messages that we're sharing. It's just good in the business will force you to feel like, I'm no longer in the mainstream. Let me try and do this. But in the, you are designed to share some messages in the long run. So, born with, hey, this guy, why can't we go to
Yeah, yeah. No, most definitely. I mean, you're joining, you know, me today to chat about a collab you did with Murumba Peach and Kabza De Small on the song titled Mfi. How did this collab come about and what does it mean to you, Grootman Lam?
Ukabza is such a humble soul and he's gifted. When I say someone is gifted, it comes maintaining of understanding wrong isn't. So by him welcoming me, putting fig and inshallah, so obviously I get exposed to some new artist, Abashisa, like a Murumba Peach. So obviously, Luthando corner, energy bar right, and then Rafferman, let's try, let's do something. So I'm a collaborator of Angel, and I really appreciate it. I want to share this with Abanda Balade. It's such an honor for someone, they feel like, okay, you can do something now. Not because you are okay, you know, maybe come, let me help you ride my wave. No, there's nothing like that. It's just my energy is not long. I'm happy.
Oh, no,
and it's not just them, Jepela. Also, Bakon and Abanya Banyan, and if you check the EP, there's also Unati, Yawana. I want to even Batala with industry. So, I'm happy. I'm a collaborator, so I'm a Tanda Gakulu. With anyone.
Now,
maybe you can also assist to put me in the lapel in Bombo.
Of course.
The sound is in Bombo. Let me tell you a story. Inspiration is sugar from there.
Sure.
Then Chanda of Splash. It all began there. So, you can do me in Kalaleli Bombo.
No, boy, I'm your connect. Just hit me up anytime. So, all right. So, I mean, this single, you know, was leading up to your 8-track EP, Mkonzeni, right? Tell us about this body of work. Who did you work with? And I know you mentioned, you know, the likes of Unati, of course, there's Kabza, there's Murumba Peach. But what can people expect from this EP?
It's also youthful because in number five, it's unknown. I mean, I tried to call my mom to my fellow as you.
Yeah.
Promoter, but through their sounds, the Aman Bazobaz, the youngsters and students and Navo, Ulani and Miz, Robert and Yoma vocals. So, Nina, I believe, which is when the project comes out, it mustn't be matched with anything in a corner or it should take in for it to trend because I'm very efficient. You would. I just took music out, even when I was working with Ikalawa. Bona themselves, they were surprised. They didn't know, hey, what is this? Is this going to work? So, music. When it's out there, and about the ball, even if it takes time, I would understand. But
it's out.
I understand. I'm happy, and everyone sings along. Yeah. So, I'm really appreciating it. Some people like you, they are taking time to give us interviews with the squads of Kulimangaland. Even if it takes time, but I know my music, yeah, please, I know that I know.
No, we really do appreciate that as well. Thank you so much for that, Hotman. So, I mean, before we wrap up, today is definitely Valentine's Day, as you also mentioned, Guti, wherever there is love inside, we're na upagati, right? So, which song from the EP would you like to dedicate to the lovers tuned in right now?
Yeah, wanna. There's another level you turn. Le abantu bamnyama sonke ugogo omkhulu nobani. Le kuyona ngikhuluma ngoNkulunkulu. Thimba with Manchester unokwazi. It is how again. I love it so much because it carries uthando, but uthando straight ekumele sibuyisele back to the creator. So ikhuluma ngalo after yonke into esiyenzile but still reserve umusa ngothando.
Grootman, that was beautiful. Thank you so much, you know, for allowing us to have this conversation with you. But before you go, maybe you can tell people where to get your upcoming EP and the track that I'm about to play for them right now, which is Mfi.
The EP is out before you took, go get it. It's called Mkonzeni, which is my other name. It's a bit my ID, Mkonzeni Professor. La. Yeah, so get it before you took. You know your story, corner later. Get it before you took. Jam to it. Nandi, you'll enjoy it, I know. No. Much love to each and Mkonzeni Nabokoko before it.
Aware. Thank you so much, Crockman Lab. Thank you so much for coming through.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.